All right, so we're going to sort of continue this trajectory from going from very local to broader and broader kinds of things, but we're going to expand this last presentation even beyond public health. So how many of you have even heard of the Convergence Partnership? Okay, so this is something which came about 7 or 8 years ago, and the original members were the California Endowment, Kaiser Permanente, Nemours, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Kellogg, which, you know, have all been recognized originally as health foundations. Obviously, RWJ everybody knows about, and the Centers for Disease Control is an advisory member. But then we joined in 2008, and then shortly thereafter, we've had a couple of years ago Ascension Health, and most recently Rockefeller. So the collaborative has really gone beyond where we originally started from. So which button do I push?
The arrows.
The arrows. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna talk very quickly through some of these slides and not go through all of them, but just talk a little bit about what we're trying to achieve here, because as the title here is, Advancing Health Equity Through Policy and Environmental Change, that what we're trying to achieve is really beyond a specific health outcome. It's really about focusing on equity and even beyond health equity. So just very quickly, the Convergence Partnership envisions a nation in which every community fosters health, prosperity, and well-being for all through equity and through policies and practices that create those conditions that lead to equity, and catalyzing connections among people across multiple fields. And as a definition of equity, we mean not just health equity, but just and fair inclusion. And so the goals here, as you can see, are well beyond the sort of typical public health outcome kinds of things. The only way to achieve the kinds of health outcomes that we all want and talk about at a place like APHA is really to sort of create the larger conditions within society that promote equity, that these are at the root of our health issues. And that's a very difficult theory of change, which I'm not going to go through. But it just to sort of convey, you know, that this, as the other speakers talked about, is really a combination of sort of multiple sectors, multiple partners, and a dense network of different kinds of relationships, all focused on broader changes, environmental and policy changes at a community level, which we repeat here. And so that was the idea behind Convergence. And just to sort of give you an idea about how this even came about, because you had funders like RWJ and Kellogg and the California Endowment all developing healthy eating, active living collaborations. And the focus on sort of access to nutritious food, and sort of overcoming the food deserts in certain communities, and the kinds of policies that promoted bad food, and also looking at sort of built environment issues. They realized that they were all beginning to sort of center around a common set of problems. That is, we couldn't get to the health outcomes that they were trying to achieve in terms of reducing obesity in this case without really tackling the policies and environmental conditions which are sort of antecedent to those kinds of things. So things like land use planning and roads and food systems were beyond the capacity of sort of the typical health and public health infrastructure that, you know, currently or that we typically use when we try to tackle those issues. So they realized that they needed sort of these broader environmental and policy changes. They knew that they had to have a larger focus on equity, as I've mentioned, and that this must be multi-field, multi-sector. So this was just something that we developed a few years ago, because we realized that the only way to do this really was to really bust out of one thing, the health silo, and even the public health silo, and to realize that this was something which was a call to arms for a wide variety of sectors. And so just to give you an example of the kinds of things that the partnership has engaged on then. So collectively, we at a national level, and we have both a national focus and a local focus, but at a national level, what we were looking at was using the opportunity for the Federal Transportation Reauthorization as an opportunity to see this as not simply a redo of what has been sort of conventionally just sort of roads and highways and railways, but as an opportunity to reshape the built environment. And so there was a number of policy briefs working with advocates on the ground to sort of create a broader public health justification for moving transportation policy forward. The eventual bill, MAP 21, that came out was not quite what advocates wanted, but there are some issues in there which address health equity. The Convergence was also very heavily involved in the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, which is a collaboration between three major departments in the federal government. You have USDA, obviously, but Treasury, which actually is on the financing part of this, and then HHS. So this is a joint, it's both grant and financing dollars. So through Treasury, what you have are the kinds of tax credit instruments to, in fact, promote development of healthy food retail. We've also been very heavily involved in the yet-to-be-passed Farm Bill and trying to inject health considerations into that. I'm sure that's around the corner any day now. One thing that some work that I'm very proud of is that the Convergence Partnership, behind the scenes, working with not legislatively but with the agencies, was heavily involved in the CPPW FOA as well as the CTG grants. So a lot of the stuff around the sort of health equity components of this, we were directly involved in working with HHS and CDC in developing that FOA. One thing, and this is just a very broad, you know, list of things that I guess we like to pat ourselves on the back for, but I think, you know, to sort of summarize, one thing the Convergence Partnership gave to these funders, especially as we've expanded beyond the core of health funders to include non-health funders, and I would include Kresge in that because, you know, Kresge is not a traditional health funder. We're largely focused on community development. The same could be said for Rockefeller. But it allows health funders and other funders to engage on issues which really are beyond the portfolio. So things that typically you can't deal with. I mean, health funders don't typically deal with transportation policy and food policy. But the partnership allowed the funders then to engage on these issues in a very responsive way. So we were able to very quickly to respond to these issues and to shift our tactics as the political environment was changing, you know, constantly during the congressional debates and stuff like that. And it also gave us an opportunity to work with partners that were typically well beyond the sort of public health and medical sphere, including working with, like, the leadership conference, you know, civil rights organizations, NAACP, Transportation for America. So organizations that typically have not been involved in public health. And part of the interesting work is not only working with them, but educating them about sort of public health dimensions of the things that they're doing. So insofar as, you know, there's health in all policies and in many sectors, oftentimes those sectors don't understand the public health impact of what they do. So a lot of the process of working with these stakeholders has been the sort of mutual education process about the things that sort of bring us together around an issue on equity. For those of you in the audience of interest, like I said, we work nationally, but we also work locally. So in our field building work, the convergence partners not only come together to do sort of policy work, but it's also a collective funding pool. So through that, we've funded 14 different regions and also have an innovation fund, which is supporting more project-directed, policy-directed efforts at a local level. And we're just sort of at the beginning stages of developing our also our own leadership, you know, kind of institute. So this just gives you a sense of, you know, where these different things are. The dots represent the regional convergences versus the innovation grants, various cohorts. And sort of, it was interesting kind of comparing PHI's map to this. There are big flyover areas for both of us, I noticed, that we have to work on. So this just gives you some sense about you know, what we've achieved through this, that that getting this the HFFI off the ground actually took a lot of work, just because, you know, given the sort of contentious atmosphere in D.C., it's been very difficult to move any kind of policy. And insofar as we were able to get this was a huge win, as well as influencing CTG, as I mentioned before. And other monies included in the federal transportation bill. So these are just some other things. Among other agencies that we've been working with is CMS, or specifically Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, CMMI, working to incorporate population health criteria in their innovation award grantees. Initially, I will tell you that CMMI was very averse to anything that was very upstream, because they really wanted it very tightly focused on stuff that could demonstrate a very, very rapid ROI based on the kinds of sort of typical medical kinds of interventions through the innovation. But they've relaxed that criteria so that, you know, there are true population health criteria now in those. So that was just a very quick run through, and we'll answer questions.